Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our generation's team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host here every Sunday morning on 101.1, here from 8 to 9 a.m. every Sunday morning. So please, I know a lot of you have told your friends and neighbors, because I'm getting calls and emails. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking time out of your day to do your own research, to gather information about this aging process. I was talking to somebody the other day at a New Year's party, and like, man, you know what's amazing is that we're living a longer than before. I said, yeah. You know, when I did my research early on when I got this business, it took $6 billion from start to finish on a medication prescription. It takes like 20 years to get it approved. You think that medication is going to make you die where you won't be able to buy them anymore? No, they want you to keep on taking that for the rest of your life. And it's really good. Our medication, our technology, and our medical field is just amazing today. And they're making us live longer than maybe we want to. And navigating aging is what we do. We're trying to give you, provide information. And if you live long enough, most times or not, you're going to run out of money. So last week was Smart Reverse Mortgage with Percy Ihara, Part 1. Today, it's Smart Reverse Mortgage, Part 2. And as you guys know, that's what I've been doing for the last 20 years. By the way, my license number, NMLS license number, is 582-944. That's my commercial, basically. We don't have any commercials right now. I'm with Open Mortgage, a nationwide reverse mortgage lender, leader in the country. Our office here in Hawaii, we have an office here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 808-234-3117. Or you can email me at Percy Ihara, P-E-R-C-Y-I-H-A-R-A, at openmortgage.com. Or just Google me. But this is Smart Reverse Mortgage Training. Our website, when I saw this, what Open Mortgage has done, this is the best website I've seen ever. And I've been in business 20 years. I work with the top companies in the country that explains more in thorough, simple videos of what a reverse mortgage is and how to look at this. And this is something that I wish this was done 20 years ago. But, you know, it is what it is. I don't like to look back. But these videos, what we're going to do today is I'm showing the videos here, but we're ripping and pulling out the audio so you can hear it. There is graphics, so you want me to see the graphics. But if you want to see them, go to smartreverse.com. Otherwise, come to my workshops. We will be explaining some of this. What's important to you about the reverse mortgage product, the process, how much you can borrow, blah, blah, blah. It's a lot to take in about the reverse mortgage. It's not like a mortgage. Like, everybody knows what a mortgage is. You get a 30 or 15 year and you like the guy, you like the rate. Good, let's process the loan. Hopefully locked you in because the rates have gone up dramatically in the last 6 months. And you know your mortgage payment every month. Very cut and dry, very simple. Reverse mortgage has a lot more bells and whistles and things to think about in regards to your life down the road. So what we're doing today, when I saw these videos, I said, wow, I can explain it to you. But this is a nice video where we have graphics and everything. So I'll be able to explain to you. And I'll kind of break it down more in a more common sense, layman's terms of the reverse mortgage and how people think about it. Because I've done several hundred of reverse mortgages. So I don't know all the answers or to your question. I know most of them, almost all of them, but I did get stumped once in a while. I'll be like, how do we calculate this? What's the breakdown of factors? And it is a factoring system, and I'm not a mathematician or anything like that, but I had an engineer once come to me and say, Percy, I recreated your model. I said, wow, this guy's amazing. He was actually an engineer. So those kind of questions I can't answer, but I can get the answers for you. But essentially, based off your age, the interest rates and the value, you qualify for a certain pool of money. And so let's just say you get a $400,000 line of credit. a pool of money. And let's say you have a $100,000 mortgage left over. We'll pay that off, and you'll have $300,000 in a line of credit. You can take a lump sum or create it into an annuity or a monthly payment, 10-year payment for the rest of your life or for a certain term, 5 years, 10 years, or a certain amount. Let's say you want $3,000 a month, all of that. We can calculate that, how much you can, how long will it last, like an annuity. So the reverse mortgage does have an annuity component to you, what's called monthly payments. Or you can take a lump sum. I normally don't recommend that because as soon as you take the money out, we're going to start collecting interest on you. And over time, the mortgage balance will go up a lot faster than somebody that just took the $100,000 and maybe $50,000 line of credit and the rest leave it in line of credit because you're not charged interest until you take the money out. So this part of the show, we're going to talk about how to take these payments on a reverse mortgage. So hang on.
What makes reverse mortgages so flexible are their payout options. Depending on what best suits you, you have the option of a lump sum payment, a line of credit, or a line of credit with 10-year or term payments. The line of credit is the most popular payout method. It allows you to repay some of the loan balance and reborrow as desired. Interest and mortgage insurance are not accrued on the money left or available in the line of credit. The funds are secure. The line of credit is not restricted, frozen, or eliminated if property values decline. Additionally, the funds available in the line of credit will grow at a compounding rate. This means more money available to you at a later date. If you wish, you can serialize the funds in your line of credit in the form of 10-year or term payments. 10-year payments are permanent payments where the principal limit is converted to monthly draws that continue as long as you occupy the home and follow the program guidelines. Term payments are set monthly draws for a specified period of time of 5, 10, 20 years, etc. The monthly payments may be higher, but are not permanent. Once the term ends, the monthly payments end. You are still allowed to occupy the home, though. The reverse mortgage does not become due, but the monthly checks stop. As previously mentioned, you have the option of combining the line of credit with 10-year or term payments in the form of modified 10-year and modified term payments. With any of these options, you will have an initial draw. The initial draw is the money received at the time of closing. You will be able to choose the amount of the initial draw with the rest of the funds going into your line of credit. Funds are not available until funding, obviously, which is usually after a 3-day rescission period. Let's apply the adjustable rate option to a real-world scenario with Mr. John Jones. Mr. Jones has a home valued at $200,000, and based on his age, he qualifies for a principal limit of $120,000. Let's look at two possible scenarios. In scenario one, Mr. Jones has no mandatory obligations. There are no liens against the property, and he has no mandatory debts that must be paid. His maximum disbursement amount is $72,000. The remaining amount of $48,000 will be accessible after the first year, plus any growth that has occurred during that time. This $48,000 can be distributed in a variety of ways. In scenario two, Mr. Jones has a lien against his property and needs $110,000 to pay off the mandatory obligations, which the reverse mortgage can do. If he wishes, he can pull an additional $10,000 in cash, thus utilizing the full $120,000 in the first year. His home is paid off, and he has an extra $10,000 cash to do with however he pleases. Additionally, the loan balance can be paid down at any time, which may boost Mr. Jones's line of credit. The question you must ask yourself is, what product is right for me? Consult your loan originator to see projected figures and explore all of your options. Also, we encourage you to further explore our video library and learn as much about reverse mortgages as you can.
As you can tell, these videos are based on mainland values. I don't know, not too many places you can find a $200,000 home there, onto a small condo. So yeah, the 10-year or term payments is available. I'll be honest with you. I probably have only done one myself personally in 20 years. Most times than not, people don't look at it anymore. I know before 2002, a lot of people took that because you can refinance a reverse mortgage. And when rates were really low in the early 2000s, people were refinancing. And they almost all had monthly mortgage payments. And I think the reason why, and don't quote me on this, from my only observation, personal opinion, is that back in those days in the 90s, you know, $1,000, $2,000 a month was enough to cover the expenses. But going forward, that's not enough. But we also learned more about how the line of credit growth factor has affected the line of credit. And so when you do a 10-year payment, which means for the rest of your life, and if you're married, if one spouse passed away, the remaining spouse still receives the funds for the rest of their person's life. Or term payments, you can lock it in, let's say 3, 5, 10 years, whatever it is, or for 3,000, 5,000, 10,000, depending on how big your line of credit is, and we can show you how long that will last. And if you do run out, you can still stay there and live there for the rest of your life as long as you make your property tax and homeowners insurance. And that's what we'll talk about a little bit later on, is that we do allow escrow accounts to pay your property tax and your homeowners insurance, albeit we do have to collect a sum up front that's not being charged interest until you take the money out to pay that down the road. So if you live 7, 10 years, it can add up. So that's for another conversation as well. I'll give me calls and we can talk about that. So yeah, most people take the line of credit because on a 6-7% interest rate, the line of credit normally will double in about 10, 12 years. And I can show you on an amortization schedule. So we need to figure that out down the road. That's the way we talk about how to explain what's important to you and explain why we look at the reverse mortgage, how we look at the reverse mortgage in regard to a line of credit or 10-year payments. We do offer lump sum where you can take all the money out you qualify for. It's a little bit less, however, than your equity line of credit because we know that's going to grow a lot faster. Because as soon as you take the money out, we're going to start collecting interest on that. And over time, that compounded interest will add up. It's funny, though, when I talked to CPAs and financial advisors, it was, well, yeah, that's going to add up. I said, yeah, just like the line of credit, it'll double probably about 10, 12 years if the rates go up, which they will over time. And it's really important to understand that. But the main thing is if it's important to do now, to pay off bills or they can't afford the mortgage payment, was it worth it? Possibly. Because then they can stay in a home for the rest of their life. Guaranteed, by the way, can never be foreclosed upon. If those three things happen, you sign that it's still your principal residence and you pay your property tax and your homeowner insurance on time. Obviously, every mortgage has a condition where you got to take care of the property, upkeep the property. That's a standard for any kind of a mortgage or a line of credit, by the way. So it's really important. I do want to take a little bit of a turn here. Because this is something we're seeing growing and we're getting more inquiries from realtors and banks because most banks do not do reverse mortgages. I think there's only one that does it right now and there's no credit unions that do it, the reverse mortgage. But here's a short video on how to use a reverse mortgage to buy property and we'll cover it a little bit later on. I'll go over that as well. Hang on.
What makes reverse mortgages so flexible are their payout options. Depending on what best suits you, you have the option of a lump sum payment, a line of credit, or a line of credit with 10-year or term payments. We have already covered the previous payment options, but there is one more option for you to consider, the purchase option. This option was designed to allow seniors to purchase a new principal residence and obtain a reverse mortgage with a single transaction. The program was also designed to enable senior homeowners to relocate to other geographical areas to be closer to family members, or relocate to a more desirable location, a retirement state that doesn't have harsh winters, a beach house, or a home on a golf course. It was also designed for seniors to be able to downsize to homes that meet their physical needs and can be equipped with handrails, ramps, wider doorways, etc. It's also possible for seniors to use a reverse mortgage to upsize to a larger home that is able to accommodate a large and ever-expanding family of children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and the three-ring circus that comes with it. Let's look at John and Mary's situation as an example of how a reverse mortgage can assist in purchasing a new home. This is John and Mary. This is John and Mary's house. It is a large home with a large yard that John and Mary have been maintaining for 30 years. They are retired now and don't have the same enthusiasm they did when they were younger when it comes to cleaning gutters, mowing the lawn, and weeding the flower beds. That, along with the fact that their climate no longer agrees with them. They have always wanted a small, low-maintenance home on a beach with sunny skies and warm weather year-round. At this stage in their life, they do not want to take on a monthly mortgage note. So, given those circumstances, they decide that using a reverse mortgage to purchase a home is their best option. Their current home is worth $350,000. The beach house they want costs $200,000. Using a reverse mortgage, they qualify for and obtain $100,000 to purchase their beach home. At the same time, they sell their current home, which is paid off, and net something in the neighborhood of $335,000. Using the proceeds from the sale of their house, along with the $100,000 from the reverse mortgage, they are able to purchase their new beach home as well as put quite a bit of cash into savings. Remember, the beach house is $200,000. The reverse mortgage is $100,000. They only need to bring $100,000 to the table to close on their beach house. The profit from the sale of their old home is $335,000. So, using $100,000 from their proceeds will still give John and Mary $235,000 cash to put into their savings or investment accounts. Now, this is just a general example of how the purchase option works. This transaction is not taking into account closing costs, realtor fees, etc. These are nice round numbers to work with for the purposes of education. Consult your loan originator to see projected figures and explore all of your options. Also, we encourage you to further explore our video library and learn as much about reverse mortgages as you can.
So that's a brief explanation of we call H4P, housing purchase with a reverse mortgage. So that scenario, by the way, I do want to clarify a couple things. I would always seek out a financial advisor or a CPA, because if you have any capital gains, you may have to pay tax on funds. You do have exemptions, but you know, not knowing persons what they bought it for when they first moved in, things like that. So always want to consult a tax, make sure that you're aware if there's any tax consequences at all on capital gains and how much that would be if you did not invest all that money into your new home. Secondly, talk about putting down 50% of the value. So in your 80s, it's about 50%. And if you're 62, we only give you about 30%, 33% of the value. So you have to bring in more money. The younger you are, the less, the more you got to bring in, the lower the loan to value. The older you are, the less money you have to bring in. So I would say 75 to 80%, depending on what the interest rates are, depending on what the purchase price is, it'd be about 50% down payment. We can cover the difference. And we're seeing more of that today. We're seeing more realtors because you can buy more property instead of the upside or downside. You can buy, you can sell your home, buy a bigger property because you don't have to put all cash down, you know, and so it allows you to live a better quality of life. Or you can downsize like this particular couple did to a smaller home. We're seeing people, move from the mainland to back home. I've had two recently that moved from the mainland, living there for 30 years, moved back home, one to take care of the mom, and one to just be close to their family. It's really important. So by not paying cash, a lot of times they did pay cash, but now with the reverse mortgage option, they don't have to pay cash and still have a condo with no mortgage payment, because that's the key, no mortgage payments. How would your life be? Can you imagine living 30 plus years without a mortgage payment? And get this, when I train CPAs and financial advisors, let's say you get a 30-year mortgage, which everybody does, I have, which we paid off soon, hopefully, is that you put down, you know, $500,000, you got a $400,000 mortgage, you get a 30-year, you know, first 10 years is mostly interest. So you're actually prepaying the interest on your home. Factor that into your decision-making process. A lot of times CPAs, that's how it is. I get it. It doesn't have to be that way if you're older and you qualify for your reverse mortgage. So something to think about. So I train CPAs, financial advisors, insurance agents, attorneys. They said, listen, can you put a dollar value on your client's lifestyle and quality of life if they didn't have a mortgage payment? Did you research whether the kids need to inherit any money? Did you ask questions like, is it important to you to give your kids anything? Is it important to the kids that they get anything? Is it more important for the kids to see mom and dad live a better quality of life versus struggling to make mortgage payments or saving money to take care of the kids? That's something that's really, really important. So we always try to make sure you have that conversation. We try to make sure that you understand the process, the upsides, the downsides. You know, I've been doing this a long time, so I kind of know what goes through people's minds. When I meet with you and do the proposal and explain the process, I ask you a lot of questions about what's going on in your life to see and make sure that this decision is right for your specific situation, whether you have kids or not kids, whether you have a spouse or no spouse. You know, we work with your financial advisor, your attorney, your CPA, your realtor to make sure that if you decide on this process, we make sure it's smooth and you understand the process. And if you have a reverse mortgage 10, 20 years, 30 years from now, we know what's going to happen. And it's really hard, guys, to understand how would life be with the reverse mortgage. It happens quite a bit. And it's something that I try to explain to people. At some point down the road, you're not going to be able to drive. At some point down the road, you may not be able to cook. At some point down the road, you may not be able to take care of yourself or bathe or feed yourself or go to the market. And it's really important. And if you want to stay in your home, how is that going to be possible? So we always try to explain. We give a lot of resources for nonprofits that can service you in your area. Understand it's going to cost money to age in place. It's going to be important to have reserves or a line of credit to be able to tap into immediately if something happens. Explain to you over time that long-term care is the biggest issue that we're going to face this century. I spent it just many years ago when I first dove into long-term care and our aging population and the issues of lack of resources like caregivers, certified nurses' aides, facilities, Medicaid beds, long-term care beds, long-term care insurance. Do you know, factually, in 2012, I believe, 10 years ago, there are about 100 long-term care insurance providers. 2023, I think by the end of 2023, there's about 11, 12 right now, but I think by the end of 2023, there'll probably be only 10 or less long-term care insurance providers. So I don't sell insurance at all. I don't sell anything but the reverse mortgage, but I can explain the process to you and put you in front of people that know more than me about long-term care insurance that can assist you. But can you imagine how life's going to be? Unless you smoke and drink a lot, I've mentioned this many times before, you're not going to die right away. You're going to live longer and age. And that's just how life is. And so come to my workshops, The Realities of Aging, the third Wednesday of every month at the Alamo Hotel. We do a morning session or an afternoon session. You can give me a call, 808-234-3117. That's 808-234-3117. It's required to RSVP because I want to talk to you and see what's important to you so I can prepare myself. We'll have a lot of resources there. I'll walk you through aging and make you understand that things are going to happen in life that you probably haven't thought about before. That's why I call it The Realities of Aging, guys. So don't forget, all these podcasts are on our website, generations808.com. Check them out. Give me a call. Email me through the magazine. and we'll get you going here. So thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling your friends. We've grown a lot in the last 2 or 3 years. We've been on radio here at 101.9, the Oldies Channel. So as always, we always end. Have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.
Welcome back. That was not the end of the show, guys. I thought I had a little brain fart there. I thought it was the end of the show. Our second half of the show, this smart reverse mortgage, part two, we're going to cover deep, take a deeper dive. Don't forget, the website is called smartreverse.com. It's an excellent website. It does not have our mortgage company name on here. It's a generic website that we've created. My company, Open Mortgage, does regular mortgages and reverse mortgages. But this is a great tool for you to understand how it may be able to benefit your quality of your life. So we're here every Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. here on 101.1. Basically providing information for you and how to age. And these segments are just on the reverse mortgage because it's going to happen that we explain how this product may help you. It's just an option for you. I'll explain thoroughly whether reverse mortgage is beneficial or not. I'll be able to provide resources, whether it's for-profit or non-profit. Whether you do the reverse mortgage with me, guys, you just give me a call. I can refer you out. I can provide you resources. Our website, generations808.com, has a lot of resources there. In the search bar, just type in Medicare or Social Security or long-term care insurance or fall prevention or elder abuse. It'll pull up all the articles we've ever done. So, okay. So this is the second half of part two, Smart Reverse Mortgage with Percy Ihara. So the first half, like I said, these are all videos. I'm just pulling the audio out for radio purposes. We will be providing these videos at our workshops. Maybe not all of them. We'll cover a little bit about them and the realities of aging. Next one is January 18th, 8:30 or 1:30 morning or afternoon session. You do have to call me to RSVP. So we qualify people, like I said, in the beginning part of the segment one, part one was what a reverse mortgage is. You qualify based on age, value, and interest rates. It's just a mortgage. So the title still stays in your name or your revocable trust. I say that because we do not do, no lender does a irrevocable trust, by the way. If you put a irrevocable trust after we close a loan, it could issue a default and they may ask you to pay that off because, and the reason why, lenders cannot foreclose on an irrevocable trust. But if you did it illegally after you got the mortgage, that's an issue, and then they can. So want to make sure you understand that. If not, seek out information from your attorney. Okay. Here's the following section about borrowers and property eligibility.
Virtually all mortgages carry with them eligibility requirements. Reverse mortgages are no different. There are two main aspects of eligibility regarding reverse mortgages: borrower eligibility and property eligibility. To become eligible for a reverse mortgage, you must be 62 years or older. If you are 62 or older, but your spouse is younger, most states have a deferment option for non-borrowing spouses. A financial review is conducted on borrowers' income and credit to assure that the reverse mortgage is a viable option. In short, this demonstrates a borrower's ability to meet any financial obligations related to the home. Your home must also be eligible for a reverse mortgage. Eligible properties generally include the following: a single-family residence, 2 to 4 unit properties, manufactured and modular homes, planned unit developments, townhomes, and condominiums. Properties that are generally not eligible are cooperative units, newly constructed residences where a certificate of occupancy or its equivalent has not been issued, boarding houses, bed and breakfast establishments, and existing manufactured homes built before June 15, 1976. An additional aspect of property eligibility is the overall quality of the home. All homes must be in good condition. The roof, plumbing, electrical, etc. must be in working condition. This will be determined by the appraisal. If the appraisal calls for repairs, this is not uncommon, nor is it a deal breaker. Here's what you need to know. Repairs to the home are allowed on reverse mortgages. Repairs on a purchase, however, must be completed and paid for by the seller prior to the loan closing. And that should cover it. Consult your loan originator to see projected figures and explore all of your options. Also, we encourage you to further explore our video library and learn as much about reverse mortgages as you can.
See, that was nice and sweet. Basically, qualify as 62, but I will give you a little asterisk here. We do have a jumbo product that goes down to 55 years of age. I've done several in the last year. This just started a year and a half ago. A lot of times a couple, or actually I had one individual. He retired at 58, and he wanted no mortgage payment, and he wanted a line of credit. The couple knew they wanted to stay in their condo for the rest of their life. They loved the area, loved the condo. They had no kids. They had to worry about taking care of the kids and moving away. And they got the reverse mortgage at 56, I believe. Can you imagine not having a mortgage payment for the rest of your life? I mean, that's amazing. That is literally a life changer. And it improves the quality of life. And they thought, now we can retire whenever we want. So really important when it comes to the decision-making process. I always recommend you talk to a financial advisor. Make sure you understand what you're going to get for Social Security down the road. Can you delay taking Social Security to the maximum of, I believe it's 72 years old, as early as 62? Maximum age is like 66, 67. But you know Social Security does increase 8% for the next 4 years if you delay it. So it's really important to understand all that. So call me if you're younger than 62, but over 55. Takes a little more process. You're going to get less money, obviously. But if it's free and clear, we can set up a line of credit and let that line of credit grow. Really important. For condominiums, townhouses, PUDs, planned unit developments like in Ever Beach, those are all associations. They have to get approved. A lot of them are, depending on where you live. So give me a call. If I don't pick up the phone, leave me a message, which the name of your condominium. If there's no name to condominium, just a street address, just give me the street address. I can research it. I can call you back and tell you whether it's approved or not. If it's not approved, we can help you get it approved. But I've been doing this a long time, so I would need to know who your management company is. I need to query them about owner occupancy. You have to have 51% owner occupancy. I'll kind of dive into several websites to see if it wasn't approved, why not? And then making sure that we can get all the documents, because if it's not approved, we need to get all the documents together when it was first built, which is a lot, from your association management company to get it approved, and we just send it to HUD, or if it's on a jumbo loan, we will review it ourselves, and our lenders will, especially on a purchase on the jumbo side, there's very few lenders in the country that lend on properties over $1 million or lend on condominiums that are not FHA approved. So we have to work through that through our investors. A little bit trying and time-consuming process, but we can get it done. If you want to stay there for the rest of your life, that's really, really important. Next segment here is requirements for repayments. So we're going to watch this video really quickly, and I'll kind of go over that again after this. Hold on.
Although the reverse mortgage comes with many benefits, most notably the financial freedom associated with optional mortgage payments and a steady stream of income, there are requirements that borrowers must follow in order to fulfill their end of the contract. The requirements to keep your reverse mortgage are fairly simple. The home must remain your principal residence, and you must maintain the home, keeping it in good, habitable condition. Additionally, you are required to pay property taxes, homeowners insurance, and any HOA fees that may be associated with the property. Failure to do so may result in the reverse mortgage becoming due. Repayment of the reverse mortgage is fairly simple. To repay the reverse mortgage, you must pay back any money borrowed or received, plus any finance closing cost, accumulated interest and fees, and FHA mortgage insurance. In the event that you move or pass away, the reverse mortgage becomes due. You or your heirs have the option of selling the home, paying off the mortgage, and keeping the remaining proceeds. If it is the case that your heirs wish to keep the home, they will be given a specified time frame to pay off the reverse mortgage. If no action is taken by the borrower, family, or estate, the lender sells the property. Any remaining proceeds will be sent to the borrower, family, or estate. Another feature of the reverse mortgage that makes it secure for borrowers and their families is the non-recourse feature. This ensures that the borrower will never owe more than the home is worth, and that the heirs will not be responsible for paying anything should the borrower pass away. As mentioned earlier, should the heirs choose to keep the home, they can, as long as the reverse mortgage balance is repaid, but the non-recourse feature guarantees that no payments will be required if they do not want to keep the home. Consult your loan originator to see projected figures and explore all of your options. Also, we encourage you to further explore our video library and learn as much about reverse mortgages as you can.
You know, I got into this reverse mortgage business 20 years ago because when I saw the numbers of aging population, and at the time, I believe Florida was still the oldest state. We overtook them, I don't know, 15 years ago. I saw the demographic of aging people that's going to need this product, need this program to allow them to stay in a home for the rest of their life. And it's really key. That's a decision, I think, start as early as possible with your spouse if you have one. Even for yourself, I would seek out legal and financial help. I can counsel you to a certain extent. I'm not a trained counselor. I'm not either. I'm only a mortgage guy, not attorney, CPA, financial advisor, insurance agent, realtor, and I just will explain the different things about aging that may be important to you because we're all different. Repayment alone, when we find out one of you passed away, because every year we get a letter back saying it's still your principal residence, you sign it. But if we find out you passed away, the lender or servicer will require repayment within 3 months. You legally have up to 6 months, depending on your mortgage document. And we allow you increments of 3 months up to a year to repay us, the lender. So seek out help that way. Don't ever allow anybody to force you to pay right away or sell the home right away. If you have any questions, you can always call me. Because I've been through this many, many times. As all my borrowers eventually will pass away, the kids will call me. And it's amazing how, you know, I'll be around for a long time. I was talking to my friend the other day. I said, I'll probably be in business till I'm 72, 10 years more, because this product and service is the future, I think, personally, because we want to stay in a home. We want to be able to enjoy ourselves. And hopefully your kids, and you did some financial planning where the kids will get some kind of inheritance if they want that and if that's what you want. But I always tell people, you are my client. If you get a reverse mortgage from me, and my only priority is you, not your kids. So we want to make sure that you understand where you're at financially. And if the kids are something you want to give to, I can work with your financial advisor and your attorney to plan out some inheritance. But for most part, it's really, unless you know when you're going to die and you know you're not going to need any long-term care, you always want to keep funds for yourself. So typically what happens, I'll get a call, mom, dad passed away, and what do we do? I said, well, if you talk to the family, if you have siblings, do we want to sell the place? Most times than not, they will. because anytime more than one person, if somebody doesn't want to sell or you don't want to sell because you live there, but your brother wants to sell it, that could create a fight. You know, be careful when you bring in attorneys, because a lot of times it'll, you know, cost some money to fight legally, and there's no right answer or winning way to go about it. We've seen attorneys put in a trust when the last remaining spouse passed away. They have a 1 or 2 year date to sell the property, so there's no fighting. A lot of times, if you're an only child, and that's what when I talk to you, find out how many heirs you have, where do they live, what's their thought about when you pass about inheritance. And a lot of times we'll see, you know, Steven's been taking care of mom and dad for a long time, and I love you, brother, so I think you should get the property. You need to make sure it's in writing, or the trust or the will has been all amended to make sure that you're the sole heir. Really, really important, because I've had situations where it wasn't in writing, and the remaining sibling that took care of mom or dad did not get the property to themselves. They had to split it, so they eventually had to sell it. A lot of times they're going to sell it, pay off the reverse mortgage, and go on with life, take whatever remaining equity. I've had situations where mom passed away and the daughter was still living there, and so she got her own reverse mortgage because at that time she was over 62. Really important how to do that. Non-recourse, as I said, I had a client sell the house in Maui, moved to Arizona, bought a $500,000 home, put down 50%, so the mortgage was $250,000. And lived there about 8 years later. We're during a financial crisis in late 2008, 2009, 2010. They called me out really worried. You know, we got a letter from HUD. You know, our value, as you know, that time, property value dramatically went down. Their mortgage then was $300,000 after 8 years. And the property value went down to $250,000. They called me up panicking. We got the property assessment. Our value is only $250,000, but my mortgage balance is $300,000. I said, relax. As long as you pay the property tax and homeowner insurance, you can live there for the rest of your life. Guaranteed. And I go, really? I said, yeah, that's what recourse, you know, that's the way the stipulation is. Recourse means if the value is lower than the mortgage balance, and when the last remaining person on title passes away, if the mortgage balance is higher than the value, the family just walks away. Gives the keys to the lender or servicer, say, okay, here you go. If we're on a reverse mortgage, they can't come after you for the deficit. Can't go after your life insurance policy, other properties, your heirs, bank accounts. Just walk away. It's called non-recourse. And so in those kind of states where the values dropped a lot, dramatically, I mean, it was more than 50%. It was pretty hard, difficult, but people have reverse mortgages. They still got the reverse mortgage, by the way. They've had it for now over 15 years, I believe, and still living. Can you imagine not having a mortgage payment? So just process, thinking about that. Sit on the side one day when you're thinking about, God, I could live the rest of my life without a mortgage payment. How great is that? Like I said, can you put a dollar value on somebody's life without having to make a mortgage payment? So that's why we want to talk to the heirs, talk to the financial advisor, talk to your attorney, talk to both spouses. Don't call me and say, Percy, can you explain to my wife why it's beneficial? No. I'll explain the benefits, but you decide whether it's important to save equity for the kids or not. I don't like to get involved in those arguments. But I will explain that how can quality of life be. You know, a lot of times I tell families, especially kids, that there may not be any equity left over whether you do the reverse mortgage or not. And they say, what do you mean? Well, if you cannot qualify for Medicaid, or you do qualify for Medicaid, how are you going to, you know, they could put a lien on your property. The cost of care is very expensive. In the state of Hawaii, I think we're like the fourth or fifth highest, not the highest, by the way, fourth or fifth highest in the country. You know, facilities can cost you anywhere from $4,000 to $15,000, $16,000 a month, depending on what level of care you have. That's a month, guys. So it's really important to understand we're going to live longer. That's so key. We're going to live longer. The cost of care, unless you die right away. And it's really important, if you didn't buy long-term care insurance, you're going to pay dollar for dollar cash, private pay. So I always recommend people look at long-term care insurance if at all possible. I had clients that had a heart attack. 10 years later, they're back to being healthy. They got long-term care insurance. Another client had breast cancer. 8 years later, clean, did a test. They got long-term care insurance. So it is evolving. Always seek out somebody that's a specialist in long-term care insurance, because I work with a lot of financial advisors and a lot of them don't specialize in it. They're investment people. They're planners. Hopefully your financial advisor is a planner where they do talk about long-term care. It is growing. Unfortunately, the insurance companies are dwindling. We realize that people are going to live longer and realize that they are going to use a policy. I think the last statistic I saw, and don't quote me on this, was back in the day, maybe 33% of people used the long-term care insurance. Today, it's like almost 90% of people will use that policy. So you need to talk to somebody that's experienced on how to file a claim. And if there's hurdles or hoops that the insurance company wants to do, we'll understand how to address those issues with your physicians. So it's really important to understand all these things. That's why the reverse mortgage, that's why we're doing these workshops, to explain it's just an option. It's just one of the legs to help you stay in your home if that's your plan. And so if you haven't been to a facility or retirement community, I would highly recommend you go. I've been to almost all of them. And they're great lifestyle. I love the lifestyle, So if you want to give your kids anything as an inheritance, get life insurance. We've seen second to die policies for people that the life insurance policy will not pay out until the second remaining person passes on. It was just that policy is cheaper than getting a single life insurance. I'm not recommending that. I'm just telling you a scenario that possibly may work. Talk to your insurance agent. It's really important to plan out, because if you don't plan out and be proactive, it will guarantee cause a lot of stress, pulling hairs, family arguments. When one of your parents pass away, you may not talk to your siblings ever again because what has transpired. Family communication, there's really hardly, a lot of times there's no answers to these situations. It's happened. It's just how you deal with it. All I can say is if you plan ahead and protect yourself for the worst case scenario, and we can't always solve a worst case scenario, but if you can think about that and process that with your siblings and your parents, that's the best solution that we can do. We don't know how long you'll live. I know people have dementia 20 years. I had neighbors had dementia for 8-10 years. When I got in this field, it was 10 years life expectancy. And that was in 2002. I think it's longer today. Once you reach the age of 85, it's nearly 50% chance you're going to get some form of dementia. And it's something that you won't die right away. It's a family lifestyle that we have to take care of mom or dad. We're seeing early onset of Alzheimer's dementia, people in their 50s. I know one person was a doctor. He got it in his 40s. And he was a physician. So all Alzheimer's Association says is basically eat healthy, exercise, get outdoors, get some vitamin D, get some sun, get some fresh air. And really, that's the best thing you can do. I think I mentioned this before. I have a video on my desk that I kept on my desk right in front of me, my laptop, my screen. It was a video from a conference, American Society on Aging, in 2010 in San Diego. And I picked up several copies because I was like, wow, this is really good. The video on the top of it says, solve Alzheimer's by 2022. We're here, guys. Well, we're not even. We're 2023 now. And there's been some movement on medications. But still nothing definitively that will stop it. There may be some that can possibly slow it down, but it depends on everybody's situation, everybody's health, everybody's past history and health as well. They say now that the plaques and deterioration of your brain cells can start 10, 20 years before you even get the symptoms. So really important. I talk about that a lot because we support Alzheimer's Association. If you have family members that have the disease, Now they're saying it could be hereditary, but also to go to workshops. A lot of workshops in town, the family caregiver workshops, the Give Me a Break workshops, the place in Windward Mall. Alzheimer's Association has many, many workshops. Every week there's somebody doing one. So take it to heart. If you want more information, just give me a call, 808-234-3117. Go to our website, check out all these podcasts, or email me, Percy@generation808.com. Don't forget, The Realities of Aging, the third Wednesday of the month. Look in the magazine. We do a morning session or afternoon session, guys. So we don't sell anything, by the way. A lady called me, "Are you going to sell me first mortgages?" No. People know me. We don't sell this. We educate you, and you decide that this is an option for you. That's all it is. So I'm Percy Ihara, your host here, and reverse mortgage guy and aging specialist. So thanks, everybody. Have a great week. Aloha and live well.
In 2021, take the confusion out of Medicare. The Copeland Insurance Group will help you understand the exciting new plans with increased benefits for seniors 65 and above, veterans, the disabled, and those that qualify for extra help. Contact Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group at 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877. Mahalo.